It's time to talk with State Heart Coach Doug Goltz. The Irish picking up a win last week at Humboldt over the Titans of HGRS, 41-14. Coach, it was an interesting ball game in that aspect. Your kids jumped out, got a good lead. Good first half, some interesting things. The passing game looked like it went well. Got some good runs in there, but give me your thoughts on that ball game.
Yeah, I thought that we were able to be a little more balanced offensively. We ran the ball and did a better job with the run game. And, you know, whenever you can run the ball, it makes it easier to run some play action passes. But, you know, obviously HTRS and us were both 0-4 going into that game. And, you know, they're one of the weaker programs we play, and I'm sure we're one of the weaker programs that they play. So it was a good win for us. I thought our kids played well. We actually had a fumble in their end zone. We should have scored in the first quarter there, and we also had the ball down inside the red zone a couple times and got stopped short. So definitely not a perfect game by our guys, but we were up 29-0 at halftime, so we felt really good about that.
The 29, the last three. Tell me about J.J. Lancaster. I thought he had a really nice night. Obviously, a nice long field goal there to end the half, but kickoffs were pretty effective.
Yeah, J.J. can kick the ball. He's really important, especially to our defense, because when you can kick it into the end zone and the other team starts at the 15-yard line, that's a real advantage, and we haven't had that the last couple years, but he consistently puts it in the end zone. That's helped us a lot. It helped us in the game against HTRS.
This week, the Irish back home at Jug Brown Stadium. Elmwood Murdoch coming to town. Coach, they're 4-1 on the year. They're ranked this week, I think number 8. Picked up some good wins. This is a pretty solid football game, your team you got this week.
Yeah, they're solid. You know, last year, first game of the year, they lost to BDS. This year, they beat BDS. Osceola is a decent team that they beat. They did lose to Lourdes, but Lourdes has a very, very good football team. But I thought them defeating Johnson Brock last Thursday, that would be considered a great win. I was a little shocked. I know Elmwood Murdoch is good, but Johnson Brock had just come off a big win over JCC. I really didn't see that coming, but you know, I watched the game that night online and then since then on film, and Elmwood Murdoch does a lot of good things and has a quality football team.
As we wrap up, it's hard to believe here we are. And so this is week 6. You've got an 8-game schedule now with the 8-man football of the season. But once it gets going, I mean, it just flies by, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe that, like you said, this is game 6. So, you know, they're in our district. Right now, you'd have to say they're the favorite to win our district. Last year, it came down to them versus Weeping Water in the last game, and it'll probably be the same way this time.
And as far as your game last week with HGRS, we're just backing up for just a minute. Looked like the kids came through pretty well healthy in that ball game again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we lost Trey Stidhite to a knee injury. That hurt us in week 2. We really wish we had him. He had a successful surgery, and hopefully he can be good to go for next year. We did have Caden Groth out this last game. He was hurt in the Weeping Water game. He's still not 100% healthy. He's kind of a game-time decision, but for the most part, we have our full squad.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck to the Irish. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at Jug Brown Stadium, as the Irish host Elmwood Murdoch.
Thanks, John.
That's our Sacred Heart Coaches Show for this week.